Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast. I'm so glad you decided to watch, listen, read, etc. Do it all to catch up on this amazing speaking tips podcast, where I always try and give lots of information to women in business or working their side hustle or doing a mixture of them all. If you're going to be a woman working in corporate where you need to speak effectively in the business format, this podcast is for you. And of course, I'm going to ask you to listen, enjoy all of the podcasts, but you know the drill. I ask, beg, plead you to subscribe, click the notifications button, give me a thumbs up, write a nice 5-star review for me as well, wherever you listen on Spotify, iTunes, whichever platform you pick, all right? Let's crack into this podcast. Okay, so this speaking tip is like speaking 101. Keep it simple, or some people call it KISS. Keep it simple. And for me, I just say keep it simple for me. Like, in particular, if you don't know who you're going to go and speak to. So if you're going to do, well, you should really know who you're going to speak to before you put a speech together. That don't make no sense. But if you're going to go, say, like, for example, you're going to go and cover in for someone, you need to keep everything simple so that even like your little cute 5-year-old nephew, he can even understand, right? So let me explain. You need to know your own topic in detail, but you don't need to give all of the detail out at once in like a 20 or 30 or 40 minute podcast or a training session or webinar. Does that make sense? Because you can't just heave all of your 20 or 30 years of experience into 40 minutes. It's impossible. So that's what you've got to really understand. You've got to give like the kind of highlighted versions or key points of the last 5 years or just the pointed bits that your audience needs to understand. So let me give you an example, right? Just for myself, all right? You gotta imagine that you're talking to someone like, okay, let me do my favorite topic. Okay, so let's say you were asked to do a video, because I got some clients who are like online chefs. Some of them are online vegan Caribbean chefs. Oh my gosh, let me give you this example. So imagine you're gonna be talking to someone who they need to know you're going to do a webinar on how to make chicken and rice. Okay, let's keep it simple. So of course you are going to be showing the products, but you've got to go from the basics. So don't kind of start at the end with the Dutch pot and all the seasoning and all the food all cooked down in it. No, because you've got to start from the beginning and keep it simple. Okay, so say for example, you might have to do the basics like buy chicken, wash chicken, season chicken, fry it a little bit, brown it, you know, put it into the, you know, all of these different things. You might have to kind of do kind of baby or bite-sized chunks so that the people who are watching your cooking webinar will know. And I like with food ones, you don't have to talk too much, the food I find does the cooking, but you do have to add and explain. Okay, I'm putting a teaspoon of this, 2 scoops of that, etc. You've got to kind of explain the quantities. Okay, so that lady who cooks, oh my gosh, I love food, right? So what you've got to think of, right, is make sure that your talk leaves your listeners informed rather than overwhelmed. Because if you've overwhelmed them, you've said too much and it's just kind of gone over their head and they haven't really taken much apart from it's all too much for me. Okay, you don't want people feeling like it's too much. No, you want them to feel that gift. They've got enough to help them right there and then, and they've been interested in maybe spending more time with you on another one-to-one call or another webinar or whatever extra coaching things you give. So keeping with my online chef here, because the food is banging, she has got to be able to teach. Now, obviously she can cook well for stuff, but you've got to narrow it down. Like, what do these people need to know how to cook chicken and rice? You know, as I've said, prepare, cook, season, cook the chicken. Then you'll do a bit of vegetables and then you'll kind of do the rice. So she's got to kind of do off in the basics and she puts the complex thing first. And you've got to really pretend like that you're speaking to like, even like your cute, as I said, your cute 5-year-old nephew, so that like even he needs to understand everything. So there's no point using jargon. I know for myself as well, don't talk fast. I know, I say it to myself as well. Even though you have a lot to share, you don't have to share everything. Your life is not gonna, well, prayerfully, ain't. Life is not gonna end right then and then. So you've always got to remember, whether you're gonna do this online webinar, you're gonna give out training about build your brand, or it could be your person who's speaking, training, a webinar, online chef, or like myself, I teach women in business, corporate, or who've got a side hustle, how to speak more effectively in that business format. So with me, I could have a, I don't know, like a one-to-one training call, 60 minutes. There's no way I can get all how many years in 60 minutes into this person. It's impossible, because if it's taken 20 years for me or someone else to get all that experience and knowledge, it's no way going to transfer within 60 minutes or whatever, or even into one book. There's always something more that you want to add, yeah? So you got to think, what can I, so the talk or the webinar, or for me like a one-to-one, that's not my opportunity to tell them everything that I know. Mm-mm. It's a chance to me to use 30 or 40 minutes of like a one-to-one call or a webinar training session to share within that time what I can give them to help them with that problem that they've got, which could be someone's trying to negotiate going to get an appraisal and they're a bit weary about how to do it. What are the key things I can give them within 30 or 40 minutes on that call to prepare them, their mind, what they're going to say, envision it, come out with the goal, etc. That's what I have to give them, not everything that I know. And that's where some people make the mistakes, and they could be a great speaker, but they just say too much. Like, and some of the greatest speakers, they don't always say stuff. They're not always talking. They know what the listener needs to hear and how they need to hear it and how much of it they need to hear. Does that make sense? There's a difference. So as I said, keep it simple. Only give what your listener can manage, right? Keep it very, very simple. And a podcast or a video or a webinar or training or whatever it is, it's not your chance to leave your whole heart on it, right? I mean, give your heart, but don't leave your whole heart and your whole information there. Have a plan of what you're going to say, what knowledge your listener needs to hear. So example, go back to the chicken and rice. My client, who is an online cooking chef, she needs to make sure that at the end of that kind of 7-minute video, it's kind of sped up in places, that the people who are watching will know that they have to prepare the chicken in this way, they need to prepare the vegetables in this way, and they need to steam the rice in this way, and then they'll have a meal of chicken and rice, okay? So you've got to think, like, what does the listener need to hear, and how can I give them what they need to hear within the time block that I've got without overwhelming them, just giving them the essential, you know, 1-2 kind of thing. Give them what they need, not all that you know. There's a huge difference in that. And that's what I think sometimes women struggle, because they overthink, then overtalk. Don't do that. Okay. So that's what I wanted to say. Keep it simple. And particularly for me, I like stuff very, very simple, clear. Okay. Because your listener can only really handle a certain amount. And once it's gone to overwhelm, you've mucked it up. Trust me, you're not going to be as seen as effective or even a very skilled speaker once you're done that. I'm not saying it cannot be rescued, yeah, but I'm just saying give a little bit as much as your listener can manage, yeah? Don't overteach, don't overpreach it, don't overdo it. Just think, who's your listener and what do they need to know within the time frame that you've been given, all right? So I hope that's helped you. Keep whatever it is you're saying very, very simple. Well, okay, thank you so much for listening, watching, reading the podcast, etc., all about speaking tips. I hope you learned so much and you're going to be putting stuff into practice this very day, this week, this month. Come on, we've given you so much good information, you need to go and do something with it. All I'd ask for you to do is, you know the drill. If you haven't already, please subscribe, like, do a nice review for me. Let me know what you liked about today's podcast, where you think I can improve, whatever help do you want, what do you want to hear or see being done in my next upcoming podcast or videos, let me know. So whatever platform you're listening, please feel free to do a review. And you know, you can always get hold of me on Leanne@leannesvoice.com. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast.